On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27. The Gauteng High Court has sentenced Ekurhuleni Metro Police Constable Robert Ngobeni to 20 years in prison for the 2023 murder of his girlfriend. His colleagues reportedly discovered him in his room with a firearm at his side, his girlfriend Constance Pelane dead on the bed with multiple gunshot wounds, and a four-year-old child wounded in the shoulder. Independent Police Investigative Directorate spokesperson Lizzie Shupeng.
Upon arrival at Lekaneng section in Tembisa, they found the gate locked, and the neighbor alerted the two officers that he heard gunshot sounds the previous night coming from the accused room, which prompted the officers to enter the premises by jumping the fence. Bloodstains were discovered at the doorstep of Ngobeni's room.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has now named alleged human rights abuses as one of the reasons for disbanding the Political Killings Task Team. He told the Matlanga Commission that the complaints came from 8 whistleblowers. Anastasia Mukhobo reports.
The minister explained that the concerns were raised by various groups, including civil society organizations, whistleblowers, members of parliament, police officers, and members of the public. Some of the claims, particularly from Mashale, who says she's a former police officer, were posted on Facebook. Evidence leader advocate Matlapi Sello asked whether Mchunu had tested the veracity of the Facebook claims.
I didn't meet any one of them. I took what I was reading.
Mchunu says he submitted the names of the 8 whistleblowers to the commission to assess whether his decision was correct. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
The ANC in Johannesburg says the city's mayor, Dada Morero, will continue in his role following his ousting as the party's regional chairperson. Morero lost to Luiso Masuku in a hotly contested regional elective conference held in Woodmead this week. Masuku becomes the first female leader to occupy this position. ANC Joburg Regional Secretary Sasabono Manganyen.
The former regional chair, who is the executive mayor, continues to service the people of Johannesburg in implementing the policies of the ANC. There is no crisis. We must allow that to happen because this was never about such.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the ongoing corruption case against him as a, quote, Bugs Bunny trial, and defended his controversial pardon request in a video published on social media. The 3-minute video released late last night came a week after Netanyahu formally requested a pardon from Israeli President Isaac Herzog, arguing that his prosecution was dividing the nation. US President Donald Trump also sent a letter last month to Herzog with the same request. I'm Emil Pinar. That's it from myself and the team. Good night.
Thank you so much, brother. Have yourself an awesome weekend. And now I can officially say it is party time, all right? It's festive, the first show for December. Let's do it in proper style. Welcome to Party Nights. Let's go.